Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Franvest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. This is a show for people who complain at the grocery store because they only have one kind of brie and absolutely no prosciutto. I hate that. I'm your host, Claire Katz. And with me in the studio is my co-host and sister from another mister, Marcus.
Thank you for that.
Hi, everybody.
Today, we'll be reviewing a local Hillcrest restaurant along with a long, illustrious San Diego history. We'll have Marcus's favorite nuts. We're talking sporks, spices, and genetically modified foods. Also, we'll be talking about the Franchise Expo in Del Mar next weekend for people shopping for a new business, which is where I will be, so that'll be a great way to meet me and tell me what a pig-headed, insufferable know-it-all I am. You can slap me in the face. I'll enjoy it. All today on Food Fight Radio. And today, I'd like to start off with a little poem. Welcome to Food Fight. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the greatest food show of all. We won't ever lecture you or teach you to cook. But if you love great food, we'll tell you where to look. We won't shout slogans at you or tell you to get fit or some crazy way to lose weight while you sit. But we're not here to get you to take in more fiber. If I say something stupid, we'll call you a liar. But we're your best friends when it comes to good food because we're here to help you to eat great and feel good. Now, sporks.
Sporks.
Dude, I love sporks.
I'm a big fan of the spork. It's my favorite reason for going to Taco Bell is they give you free sporks.
It's a perfect way to eat, in my opinion. It was trademarked in 1969 as a combination of a fork, a spoon, and sometimes a knife because they put that sharp thing on the side that you're guaranteed to cut your face on.
Nice.
When you eat your soup, they took out the knife.
That's smart of them, yeah.
That's never eat anything off of a knife. I learned that the hard way. What's interesting is that there was a patent application filed in 1952 for the word spork. So I'm thinking someone caught wind of this world-changing invention of brilliance and bumped off the original inventor and stole the whole thing. No one seems to really know for sure who actually came up with it. It's mentioned in print in Edward Lear's The Owl and the Pussycat as a runcible spoon. So there's a definite conspiracy here. Conspiracy and subterfuge aside, and of course notwithstanding any military application, obviously, I think the spork needs to come back. And honestly, should become part of haute cuisine, in my opinion. People are doing all high-end, dumbed-down versions of gourmet food, coffee and donuts, deconstructed sandwiches, things like that. Your deconstructed ham sandwich all broken down to like a piece of lone marinated ham that's been decorated in important freeze-dried rosemary leaves next to a weird piece of anti-gravity-grown lettuce and then some Swiss cheese foam, you know? So you can't tell me that the spork has no place among haute cuisine. Now, there's a band called Silver Spork, but I have yet to see one spork in a fine restaurant. That's what I want to see in 2013. Other people have resolutions about losing weight and getting fit and getting a promotion. I have aspirations to see a silver spork in a Five Diamond restaurant. That's my wish. Someone make it happen.
I would love to see commemorative sporks. They'd be way more fun to play with than commemorative spoons.
Well, they'd have to be dishwasher safe.
Well, no, because you're not supposed to use them.
You're not supposed to use them?
The commemorative ones? The ones with a little cool logo on them?
Completely defies the point. It's decorative commemorative plate. You can't use it. Yeah. You hang it on your wall. You're going to hang your commemorative spork on the wall?
I'm going to make a chandelier with them.
Well, that's actually not bad.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good idea. I would take apart your chandelier and eat with it.
Well, as long as you wash it properly and by hand before you put it back up there, I don't mind so much.
See, just not dishwasher safe.
Just not dishwasher safe.
That's not cool at all. No, they had them in the military, obviously, and it's part of a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense than having a Swiss Army knife with a fork and a spoon and a knife.
See? That's got the runcible one, though, with the knife on the side. So
oh, okay.
you're eating, you're cutting your lip.
Well, their shoulders, they're tough. They're soldiers, they're tough. They could take a little cut in the mouth.
Okay, they're tough, but you know what? They're not going to be like injuring themselves like on purpose with their equipment.
I've eaten things off knives and haven't cut my mouth.
That would be like, you know, for the military, instead of, you know, foot powder, they give them itch powder.
Just powdered fungus. Just
you know
get
what?
It
you're
over
you're military. You're tough. We're toughening you up. That's our job. You're supposed to be able to take this kind of garbage. You know, it's not bad enough that we give you horrible food that doesn't support your muscles, which we used taxpayers' money to help build up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna give you a utensil that's gonna slice open your lip. That's just mean.
Yeah, it'd probably be the least of the worries, though, considering they're soldiers. They're on the front line. They're getting shot at. I don't know.
Well, but they have vests, So yeah, I go out on the street every day. I don't have a vest.
Oh, I want a vest.
Yeah, and the longer I'm on the radio, the more of a chance there is of me getting shot. Right?
That's very accurate. Very accurate.
Yeah.
So what would your favorite food be with a spork? I mean, ramen, because you can get the noodles and the juice from the ramen, the broth.
That's actually good. You know, they should have it in pho restaurants.
Oh, they should.
Because
totally
what's
have
harder
it in
to eat than pho?
There's nothing.
You know what they do? They give you chopsticks. They give you a bowl of noodle soup and chopstick.
Like, here's a bunch of broth and chopsticks to eat it up with.
There's a spoon. There is a spoon. That's that little flat bottom porcelain spoon.
I thought
that's
that was to
impossible.
Hold your chopstick so it doesn't get your table dirty.
Oh, no, sweetie. That's not a chopstick holder. That's a spoon. You're supposed to eat soup with it.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. You know why you don't? You know why you rest your chopsticks on it? Because it doesn't work as a spoon. It is a useless spoon.
They should have a spork instead of that spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know what happens in a pho restaurant is you go in there and look, dude, waiter, I can't eat this soup with these two sticks. Can you? Somebody bring me a spoon and a knife and a fork because these noodles are long.
Long.
These noodles are like 3 feet long, these noodles. Have you ever pulled one out?
No. No, I'm going to next time.
And
though.
Pho is popular.
Very
it's
popular.
Delicious. It's honestly the best food to get you out of like a funk. If you're feeling a cold coming on, go have some pho, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's rich.
Rich.
They use,
brothy.
You know, the bones in there. It's got the bone marrow in the broth. And so you're the only person in that restaurant, though, that's asking for this thing. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to use the chopsticks, get a wad of noodles,
mm-hmm.
and slurp up the broth with the noodles. But these are 3 feet noodles.
Yes.
You're not going to be doing that. You're going to be slurping forever, and you're going to be a mess. So, you know, fine. You could do it the traditional way if you're like of the Asian persuasion. You're going to put your face into the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go to a pho restaurant on a date. And
no.
then you put your face in the bowl like you're getting a steam facial and you're slurping up these noodles with the broth and the broth is going absolutely everywhere on you. Or you're going to do like me. You're going to ask for a fork and a knife and a spoon. And first you're going to cut the noodles into smaller manageable pieces. And then you're going to use the spoon and the fork. You're going to be twirling your pasta
just
onto
like,
the spoon.
Just pasta, yeah.
And then you're going to get a little bit of broth in there. So you actually need all three utensils.
Yeah, spork could be perfect.
Spork
and hollowed
perfect.
Out chopsticks to use as straws to get the broth out.
Then, okay, you're drinking your soup with a straw,
why
right?
Not?
Okay.
Yeah.
That well, you know, hey.
It's better than getting it all over myself with the chopsticks.
That's a really good point. But again, you don't want to go to a pho restaurant on a date. You know, really.
Maybe a third date when she's kind of curious, but you want to make her laugh, so you make a big mess.
No,
on
the
yourself.
Third date's an important date. Haven't you ever read the rules?
No, I no.
Oh, the third date is the date.
The date.
That's the, what, come on. What are you new?
Yes.
It's the date. That's, you know, hubba hubba squeak squeak date. That's,
I've been out of the game for so long being married. I don't know the rules.
You know, if you were a woman, you'd get it immediately because it's a very Sex and the City TV show tidbit of information, you know, very Ally McBeal. It's the kind of stuff they talk about. And primarily the audience for these shows are women. So we all know these things. And because we know the rules, you as men should really know the rules that
we
follow. I mean, What better way to know what we're planning, what's on our mind, what pro and con weird girl calculation we have going on in our heads than to know these things? The smartest thing you can do as a man is watch girl TV.
I agree. I used to read Cosmopolitan, try to understand women, but then it made me think
I'm
they were
looking
crazy.
At your hairstyle. That is not why you've been reading Cosmopolitan.
I need to do something with my hair.
No, as you're trying to find the perfect, you know, spend 20 minutes making your hair look like, you know, you spent
I let my
two
daughter
seconds.
Wash it this morning, and she helped me comb it.
See, you know, you're out of the game. You're right. You're totally out of the game. Coming up after this next commercial break, we are going to be talking about home remedies and cures. You don't need a doctor. You don't need health insurance. You don't need an HMO, PPO, and forget Kaiser. You just need to keep listening to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. Knockout Pizza Miramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs.
Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com. Or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Discover full and part-time opportunities and talk directly with the owners of money-making franchises who can help you open a successful business. See the hottest new franchises and get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. For more info, visit sandiegofranchiseexpo.com. Don't miss San Diego's largest Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, everyone. You just heard a commercial for the upcoming Franchise Expo next weekend in Del Mar, and you've also heard the commercials for Dine In Tonight, which is one of our show's sponsors. I'll be there in the Dine In Tonight booth. Not only a local San Diego service, but they're also a franchise, so you can come in and see me in the booth like a veal. There will be dozens of concepts there who will answer all your questions. You can make an informed decision if you're considering owning your own business, so we hope to see you there. Marcus, has anyone ever told you to put pee on a burn? You know, like you burn yourself in the kitchen and then your mother says, you know what, go pee on it.
No, I've never heard that. I've heard that for jellyfish stings.
Jellyfish stings.
But not a burn. I heard vinegar, though, so I guess that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Very similar. Yeah, less gross, but very similar. The jellyfish thing works because the injury to skin when jellyfish gets you is very similar to a burn.
Yeah.
It, a heck of a lot more painful, actually,
because
they have a really unique weapon system on their little bodies. This is kind of going off subject here, but talking about jellyfish, because boy, they're an interesting animal.
Yeah, they are.
And no one really knows this, but it's the only creature that has this type of weapon. The cell on their skin touches you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the cell is like a little grenade. And what happens is the side of the cell that touches your skin, the membrane explodes, and this little coiled up minuscule, just one cell wide thread of a weapon ejects into your body. It's a coiled up thread that goes, pew, shoots itself into your skin, all the while delivering a dose of poison. So it actually sticks into you like a taser, right? Like a taser, except it's like a snake, a long, skinny, little microscopic snake that jets.
It attacks you on the cellular level.
It's disgusting the way this works. It's a little tentacle that shoots into your body at lightning fast speeds, and that's one stinging cell. So the more contact you have, the more stinging cells get into you at the same time. So you actually have part of the jellyfish in you. Isn't that gross?
Yeah, that is gross.
It's just disgusting. It's completely sick. Breaks off, by the way. That's in there. That's why the stings last for so long and the pain lasts for so long. And the scars often last a lifetime. So the more contact you have, you're going to be riddled with these weird vine-looking red, nasty. Stay out of the water, people. That's all I'm saying. The ocean is disgusting. Don't go into it. What are people thinking by going into the ocean? It's not water. It's 100% ectoplasmic soup. It's primordial ooze. It's a giant puddle full of living things. Not a lot of water in it.
I love going in the ocean.
Well,
I
that's like because you're mental.
And I'm learning how to surf, or I'm falling off a surfboard a lot. No, I think the
ocean No, wonderful. You're just bored. If you have time to go in the ocean and surf, you're not busy enough. I say we need to pile more work on you is what we need to do. Keep you out of the ocean because, you know, you're going to be flopping around one day. You're going to have a good time. And then, you know, something's going to think you're food or something's going to latch onto you. And you're going to wind up with those little attacking suckerfish parasite things that all those other floating
leeches?
Marine mammals
about,
have. You're a floating marine mammal, really. You become part of the food chain, really.
Yeah.
If you're going into the ocean. I don't like the ocean. It's gross. But yeah, the jellyfish burn, it's similar to a burn you get in the kitchen. So it's an old wives' tale, basically.
Pickles work best.
pickles?
Yeah, you slice pickles. Or the sliced pickles, you put them on your burn. It helps keep it cool. And the vinegar in that actually helps heal it. I remember... That was my favorite
So you're
method.
Saying don't pee on your burn, just
no,
put a slice of pickle
burn.
On it?
Don't pee on your burn. Well, I usually burn my hands.
Well, that's a wives' tale.
Easy,
I mean, it started long ago. Maybe it started when people didn't have pickles.
Maybe.
I doubt it. I think people always had pickles. I think they just really thought it was novel. Plus, it's a good, nice, cruel trick to play on someone. If you know someone that's had a burn, dude, you got to go pee on it.
You got to go pee
it's on the
it.
Only way to get the burn to go away. Yeah. So couldn't I just use a pickle? No, dude, pickles don't work. You got to pee on it.
There's something about,
yeah,
about
you have to pick on it.
98 degree temperature.
And then he leaves the room and you make fun of him. I can't believe that guy's actually going to go pee on his arm. Other weird food cures, you know, you really don't need a doctor's appointment. Some of the more awesome food cures for the more normal afflictions that generally people get, nausea. People get that a lot for a lot of different reasons. Best way to get rid of nausea, it's not a pill. It's ginger chips, frozen ginger chips. You make, you have infused ginger in hot water. Mm-hmm. You know, you strain it out and you freeze the resulting liquid in ice cube trays. And then you crush the cubes and you suck on the ice chips. Just easy.
Just easy.
Totally easy.
Totally easy.
And you're going to do that throughout the day to give your body and your tummy a steady little soothing drizzle of this stuff that's just going in there all day. The anti-nausea properties in ginger are really, really effective after surgery and during pregnancy. And anytime really you have nausea, even medication-induced nausea, this works for that. Works better than any medication, actually.
Little tip out there for everybody.
Yeah.
I have yet to find a ginger ale that has ginger in it. I've been looking.
Even the all-natural kinds?
Even the all, like, they have... Yeah, there's almost no ginger in it whatsoever.
So no shortcuts.
No shortcuts.
Use real ginger.
If it's too strong for you, cut it with some tea, but that's it.
And so everyone out there who says, anytime I get nauseous or something or feel sick, I drink ginger ale and it goes away, that's a placebo effect. That person is actually an idiot.
Well, carbonation also helps because
okay.
it'll make you burp and release all the extra gas. So carbonated water will work, but ginger ale,
huh.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I didn't actually know that. I used to get ginger ale whenever I was on a flight because I don't like flying. I get upset tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that was a placebo effect. I am that idiot.
Well, as long as it's cheap and it works, why wouldn't you let yourself do it?
Sure, except now that I know it doesn't work, it's not going to work anymore.
Well, now you know the bubbles work.
Thanks
and the
a
ginger
lot.
Ale,
yeah.
So that works.
Stifling hiccups, getting rid of hiccups. Everyone has a cure for hiccups. The number one way, if you don't have any water that you can like drink or drink upside down, the number one way that almost always works every single time is you swallow a teaspoon of sugar. You
really?
Know, the teaspoon full of sugar helps medicine go down. It doesn't actually help medicine go down. But the dry granules is what's important. They stimulate and reset the irritated nerve that's causing the spasms of your diaphragm. So any coarse substance also works like salt. But who's going to eat a teaspoon full of salt? That's gross. Sugar tastes pretty good. So if you have the hiccups, just, you know, get a teaspoon of sugar and just kind of swallow it. The granules soothe the irritated nerve. Interesting, right?
That's really interesting.
Soothing a sore throat. Everyone feels like they're kind of maybe getting a cold, something like that. Lots of reasons for getting a sore throat. Gargle twice a day with 6 pressed garlic cloves mixed into a glass of warm, not hot water. Do it for 3 days. The fresh garlic juice has antimicrobial properties that fight pain-causing bacteria. And the warm liquid, of course, soothes the inflamed tissue of your throat. So, sore throat, 6 pressed garlic cloves mixed into a glass of warm, not hot water.
What about salt?
What
you
about
know,
salt?
Everybody always says garlic gargle with salt.
That's not true.
That's not true? Okay.
No. Total hooey.
So, just a placebo effect again?
Exactly.
We have salt, we have water, gargle with this, you'll be bitter.
Yeah, no, it's another trick. It's another trick that someone is playing on you when they don't like you. and they want to see you suffer.
But my mommy gave that to me.
Well, she wanted to punish you for something.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but
she said, you know
better.
What? I was in labor with you for 3 days. You're going to gargle with this disgusting thing, and I'm going to get you back. Curbing a cough. Dark chocolate. See?
Nice.
Dark chocolate is so useful for so many things, and it's not just an excuse. The more stuff you know about it, really, the more of it you really want to eat. A square or two of dark chocolate. The theobromine compound in dark chocolate is more effective than codeine at suppressing persistent coughs without the side effects, drowsiness, the horrible misery you feel. Like being on Pluto, because really, codeine, for some people, it sends you out of the atmosphere. It really does. So to calm a nagging cough that keeps you awake at night, have a couple of teaspoons of honey. Don't give it to little kids. Some little kids are allergic to honey because they're allergic to bees. And, you know, as a result, you can't give them honey until they're a little bit older. But, you know, you're a grown up. You can eat it. And take some C. Take some vitamin C. It does boost the immune system in the early stages of a cough. Kind of makes you want to rethink that whole, the airborne company that got sued $20, $30 million, whatever it was, for having false advertising, that it was good for a cold, like it'll get rid of a cold. It's actually true that vitamin C will help get rid of a cold.
Yeah.
They were sued and they lost for probably no reason. Sure, it's expensive, but how is that their problem? How are they breaking the law by charging too much for something that people can get cheap?
Well, you know, you charge as much as you can. That's kind of the, you know, free market.
That's America, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
It's not illegal to charge too much for something that's cheap. Every maker of everything ever knows that. And if someone's smart enough to find it cheaper somewhere else, great. Take vitamin C. You don't have to buy this ridiculous, the fuzzy vitamin C fizzy orange water tablets. It's silly. Take some vitamin C. Darn it. Just take it regularly. And don't just take it when you're sick.
No.
Take it all the time. And if you have a cough, eat some chocolate, okay? Life is simple, okay? Take vitamin C to help your immune system work better. Take more vitamin C if you feel like you're starting to get sick. Eat some chocolate and eat some honey. There's your prescription.
That's your breakfast.
I just saved you $3,000 a year in health insurance dues, and you're welcome. More super awesome home remedies, Kula Burn, okay? If you kind of, you know, a little bit, I'm not going to pee on it, no. Pickle juice, great advice. But also what works for cooling a burn is aloe vera, of course.
Yeah.
As you know, if you have an aloe vera plant in your backyard, that's great.
And if you don't and you're in San Diego, buy one and grow it. It'll be the cheapest and best thing you do.
Yeah. And they kind of grow fast.
Yeah.
And they're like starfish. When you hack off a limb, they just grow another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're nice. The stuff that's on the inside of those, I don't know, tentacles, if you want to call them that, it soothes burned skin. And, you know, see, look at that. What did I do? Within a couple of seconds, I talked about the end all be all of the possible effectiveness and usefulness of aloe vera, right? Did I ramble on about aloe vera for 3 hours talking about super awesome? No, I didn't. Did I? I wrapped that up in about 10 seconds.
I just want to throw out, it does help reduce scars too.
Okay. Yeah. It helps reduce scars too. It's good for your skin.
It's good for your skin.
It's good for the exterior of you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to, you know, talk about drinking it for 3 hours? All the wonderful things. I'm talking, of course, about our wonderful friends on Saturday, Food Frenzy. They shouldn't call it that. Where they talk about aloe vera juice for 3 straight hours. It's probably the longest commercial in history. Is Ripley's, believe it or not, do they have an award for longest commercial?
Because no, we should write in and see.
We should write in and see if anyone else has a 3-hour commercial. It's not an infomercial. It's a commercial. But, you know, I just talked about it for 10 seconds and I wrapped it up. It's good for your skin. Yay. Get one. 10 seconds. We're in. We're out. We're back to our real lives now. But then again, I'm not selling it, am I? So if I was, I'd probably talk about it for 3 hours. Yeah, that's just it. Take more vitamin C. Get an aloe vera plant. Eat more chocolate. And those are all very, very good natural home remedies that work. You don't need to see your doctor, really, unless, of course, you're very sick. If you have diabetes, see your doctor. But most of the time, you don't need the darn doctor. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, you just got a cold. Just fighting it off. Just fight it off.
You don't have to see a doctor for that. Doctors aren't even allowed to endorse natural remedies, and it's the natural ones that work the best for that sort of thing. You know what they're going to do? They're going to say, here, take this pill that will lower your ability to handle it in the future. And then when you really are sick, you're going to need it and it won't work on you. But take it because you did pay to see me and I want to make you feel like you need to continue paying for your health insurance premiums.
I want to leave you with a little something so you come back next time.
Exactly. So you come back and get my lame, ineffective advice because I just went to medical school. That doesn't make me really good for anything. You're not really useful. And, you know, whitened stained teeth. Cut some fresh strawberries into a pulp. Mix it with some baking soda into a paste. Stick it on your teeth for a few minutes, once every 3 or 4 months. There you go. Saved you $500 every 6 months whitening your teeth at the dentist. Keep listening. This is very, very valuable information that will keep more money in your pocket, and you'll be healthier and happier, and everyone around you will love you more. We're making your whole life better here on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. Coming up next, after the break, we're going to be talking about another one of my favorite spices, turmeric. And how it's
so
going to help
good.
You. It's going to help you live forever.
Yeah.
Keep listening. Really, seriously. Food Fight Radio, KCBQ. This is Claire Katz.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Discover full and part-time opportunities and talk directly with the owners of money-making franchises who can help you open a successful business. See the hottest new franchises and get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. For more info, visit SanDiegoFranchiseExpo.com. Don't miss San Diego's largest Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Food Fight Radio, folks, and you know how turmeric is great for soups and sauces and coloring and flavoring rice, delicious as a part of a curry, but did you know it can potentially stop cancer in its tracks?
What?
Yeah, cool, right?
Yeah.
Studies, and I mean non-official, probably not very well-funded studies on turmeric, there are plenty of them because the medicinal properties of turmeric have been slowly revealing themselves for probably over 25 years. Kind of research started in India. And it's used as an antiseptic and an antibacterial agent It's good for disinfecting cuts and burns, but it kind of seems like it sort of has the ability to prevent a lot of different types of cancer in a lot of different types of tests. And that's based with, well, one example, when it's combined with cauliflower, which is a weird sort of thing to put it with, I know, but hey, it tastes good. It has been shown to prevent prostate cancer and stop the growth of existing prostate cancer.
I'm eating cauliflower and turmeric every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's a good idea,
yeah.
Right? It's not bad for you, so
no.
Why not? It prevented breast cancer from spreading to the lungs in mice. Probably not a very good example. Rodents are far, far different from human beings. But hey, that's intriguing evidence. It may prevent melanoma and cause existing melanoma cells to commit suicide, kill themselves, die off. Reduces the risk of childhood leukemia, right?
Huge, yeah.
Okay. Your kids hate spices. Force them to eat it. It's a natural liver detoxifier. That's extremely important for me.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that at this point in my life with my consumption of certain things, that probably detoxifying my liver is a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
At my age. May prevent and slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by removing plaque buildup in the brain.
Plaque develops in your brain?
Develops everywhere, babe.
What?
Yeah, you know, that crud on your teeth. Plaque develops in your arteries. Why wouldn't it develop in the areas of your brain?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, why not? You get plaque everywhere.
Wow.
Plaque just means buildup.
Oh.
I'm not talking about the kind of plaque that builds up on your teeth.
Okay.
You know, that particular plaque, that doesn't wind up in your your arteries and in your blood and in your brain. Plaque is another word for buildup.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's lots of things that build up.
Yeah, plaque is like a weed. You know, a weed's a generic term for something you don't
imagine
want.
Imagine all the crud that you take into your body on a daily basis. It results in plaque.
Got it.
Different types of plaque, but plaque. It may prevent metastases from occurring in many different forms of cancer.
Metastasis?
That just means that it grows and it spreads.
Metastasis.
You know, like when something has metastasized, it's spread to your like lymph nodes, for example. It's a potent natural anti-inflammatory, works as well as many anti-inflammatory drugs without the side effects. It's shown promise in slowing the progression of multiple sclerosis, again, in mice, but still. It's a natural painkiller and may aid in fat metabolism and help weight management. Seriously. It's been used in Chinese medicine as a treatment for depression. It's been shown to stop the growth of new blood vessels in tumors. It speeds up wound healing and assists in remodeling of damaged skin.
I need to remodel my damaged skin. Yeah, that sounds great.
Women, you want to look younger for longer, use turmeric. Inside your body, don't just start smearing turmeric on you.
You will be so yellow.
You'll stain so bad. You might get a good tan, though. You know, smear it all over for a few times.
Will it help you tan or just look yellow?
You know, a healthy tan is kind of yellow.
Okay.
If you think about it. I mean, that whole beta carotene thing, like if you eat too many carrots, you're going to turn more yellow. Generally speaking, a yellow beta carotene tan is more attractive to the eye than a natural sun acquired tan. So the golden yellow appearance, that's actually more attractive to the human eye based on how people reacted to pictures of people with different types of tans. Once you start using turmeric on a regular basis, you know, you start figuring out new ways to put it in your food. But that pinch of it that you throw into your food, that is not enough to keep you healthy. And a lot of people are like, well, okay, should I go and get some turmeric pills or what? What should I do? Well, turmeric pills are cheap.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking, okay, this thing, it's been shown to prevent cancer. It does all these wonderful things. Why isn't a drug company picking this up and selling this as a prescription if it does all these wonderful, healthy things? A, turmeric is cheap. Drug companies are not going to pick up something and sell it for $50 a bottle if you can get it's just plain turmeric. Adding things to it doesn't generally help. And the only other thing that's a really awesome idea to mix with turmeric is really cinnamon, which is also really cheap.
Yeah.
You know, so that would discount the validity of just about every other drug that drug companies sell. You're going to be like, okay, well, this is $40 for this. It's actually worth about 20 cents, right? Because if they're selling a bottle of turmeric pills for this amount and I can get turmeric anywhere, and plus it's a natural remedy. And just like that, doctors don't generally give any credit to natural remedies, you know, because it doesn't have a 19-syllable name. And people already know what it is. They already know where to get it.
They already know where to get it.
And it's a supplement sold in vitamin stores. Drug companies and vitamin stores have two very different agendas. You know, supplements that are vitamins, they're not very expensive most of the time. And they are simply pilled versions of things that you could otherwise get in other ways. Now, a drug is not necessarily something you can get in through other means in other ways. You know, okay, penicillin, you're not going to go out and chew on some fungus to get penicillin into your system. It hasn't been refined.
That doesn't work?
No, it'll kill you.
Okay.
It hasn't been refined. It needs to be chemically refined. I mean, you got to take out some of the bad stuff before it, you know, because it's like a poison.
Yeah.
It's just a poison that's been kind of, its purpose in life has been redirected to be more helpful. Yeah, that, you got to get that in a pill. You don't have to get turmeric through prescription. It's everywhere. There's the spice. There's the powder. It comes in supplement forms. You don't have to go take vitamin supplement, vitamin type pills at all. You can just get nice, good quality turmeric powder and use it in stuff. And you're not going to want to start shoveling this stuff onto your cereal or your oatmeal or anything. It's nasty by itself. I mean, if you have a lot of it, like the amount that you really need, you probably need about a teaspoon a day. And if you start taking a teaspoon a day, it will make you sick to your stomach. So you got to build it up. Exactly. You got to start off slow. Start off with an eighth of a teaspoon and then a quarter and then a half. Slowly over about a month, you want to build up to about a teaspoon. And a teaspoon a day is the right dose. That's about the right dose where you want to kind of be keeping that normal. Okay, well, what are you going to do? You're not going to take a spoon and start shoveling turmeric into your face every day.
No.
You
would yak.
It's disgusting by itself. It's delicious in small amounts mixed with other spices and curries and things. You know, you got your
turmeric and mustard.
And your cumin and your curry. It's wonderful in sauces and soups. And it's the proper pronunciation, cumin.
Cumin.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it that way, am I?
Cumin.
I don't care if that's the correct way to say it. I'm gonna say mauve, even though that's wrong. It's mauve. And I'm going to say cumin.
Cumin.
Stop that. I'm going to throw something at you. It's a cumin. And what's in it? What's in turmeric that makes it good? It's the curcumin.
Curcumin
is the thing that is in turmeric that is super awesome for you.
Sounds
it's got
like
the highest
Star Trek
concentration
bad guy.
In.
I am curcumin.
You're really starting to annoy me. You're the jolly green gap tooth giant. Do you know that? the turmeric you want to use up to a teaspoon. Mix it with cinnamon. Makes it taste better and was once considered more valuable than gold. Seriously. Yeah. And like a half a teaspoon of cinnamon per day can lower your bad cholesterol. Might help treat type 2 diabetes, can reduce the proliferation of leukemia and lymphoma cancer cells. Works great with turmeric. Mix them. Take a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, mix it with your daily requirement of 1 teaspoon of turmeric, put it in milk, slightly warm milk. It's still disgusting, but the milk helps it taste a little bit better. And if it's so gross you can barely tolerate it, put in some honey.
There we go.
It's just warm honey, warm milk with honey. And then you put in your turmeric and your cinnamon. This is your live forever cocktail, folks. Take this. You will be healthier for longer. Women, you will have better cell regeneration, better everything, better skin, fewer wrinkles. Honestly, this stuff is probably the answer, but it's not an answer that doctors can endorse or get behind, you know, and it's just one thing. So you're not going to really write a book on it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know. You just have to be willing to put this stuff into your daily life a little bit every day. You know what they say, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure?
Yeah, totally.
Well, your pound of cure is going to be chemotherapy that makes you lose all your hair. You
then
want
be
that?
Very attractive and
that is gorgeous. You know, I always wanted to try a blonde wig. And this stuff may keep that from happening. So why not try it? Why not do something that maybe will change your life? Are you going to know for sure that it actually saved you from cancer? No, you won't. Because if you don't get it, how are you going to know that something prevented it from happening? But isn't it worth it to take the chance? Now, here's your Live Forever cocktail. 3 ounces of warm milk, up to 1 teaspoon of turmeric, a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a little bit of raw honey to make it taste less disgusting. Drink it with a straw so it doesn't stain your teeth. Hey, right? Whiter teeth, always a good thing. That's your Live Forever cocktail. Write it down. Drink it every day with your other vitamins and your vitamin C. Finish with a little dark chocolate. It's good for you anyway. It'll put you in a better mood, give you more dopamine. You'll start to love everyone around you. That's the super awesome advice that you're going to get all the time. We don't sell turmeric on this show, do we?
No, that would be a waste of time on our end.
We're saying something helpful because we think people need to know.
Yeah.
And we think people should incorporate this thing into their lives to live longer. Hey, if you like the information to our show, you're going to keep listening to us. So that's really a good reason to say it. I don't know you guys out there. You know, I know that there are a lot of you. And hey, you know what? As, you know, side effect of the show, yay. We say interesting things. We occasionally hurt each other here in the studio. Every once in a while, I throw something at Marcus. But you know what? You really get really good, awesome, need-to-know information that does improve your life. That's a reason to listen, right? Now, coming up after the break, well, Marcus really does love his nuts.
Very much so.
Cashews, almonds, peanuts, and pistachios. What did you think I meant, sicko? Next on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ, don't nobody go nowhere.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma, are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
You want to make more money? Own your own business? Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Discover full and part-time opportunities and talk directly with the owners of money-making franchises who can help you open a successful business. See the hottest new franchises and get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. For more info, visit SanDiegoFranchiseExpo.com. Don't miss San Diego's largest Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, January 26th and 27th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Marcus is, okay, in all honesty, he's a little bit nutty to begin with. And his head is kind of shaped like a cashew. But if there's one thing he knows a lot about, it's his nuts. Tell us how much you love your nuts, Marcus.
I eat nuts all the time. I love my nuts very much. All sorts.
And in terms of how healthy they are, they're super healthy. Great source of protein, good source of healthy fats. Tell us how we can use them in cooking.
Wonderful. Well, a lot of people think it's really fun to, really easy to throw nuts in salad. Let's go, I'm going to talk a lot today about pistachio nuts. That's what I want to focus on. Salads, super easy. Just get your roasted pistachio nuts, toss them with a little bit of oil and any little fruit you like, and you have, and your greens, preferably the muslim or spinach, and it makes a really nice, fun salad. Also with pistachios, what I like to do at home, what is a family favorite, is I take Roma tomatoes, chop off the bottom and top, core them out, take my pistachio nuts, some fresh basil, some faux cheese, or real feta cheese is my favorite. Roll them all together, roast them, and have a stuffed tomato with the pistachio nuts in there. That's
and in terms of grinding them up and using them as a paste to thicken up sauces and make them more full of protein, more healthy.
Yeah, yeah. What you do with that is you you get probably a cup and a cup. So a cup of nuts and a cup of water. Let them soak for about an hour, hour and a half, or overnight if you have time. And then just pure rayam, and it makes a nice thick green paste. With that, it makes a wonderful pesto, or it makes a really good thickener for any vegetable or watery stew you want to thicken up.
Let's talk about pestos, because pesto, you can make your own pesto with basil leaves.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's just the base.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that's where restaurants leave it. That's where they stop. They have a nice oily pesto base with kind of a few little nuts. What our good friend and sponsor Dine In Tonight does with the pestos is they make them a little bit more stocky, a little bit more creamy, a little bit more saucy with lots of different kinds of different types of nuts.
Yes.
There's the pine nuts. There are sunflower seeds. You can grind those up. I know it's not a nut, people. It's, you're out there correcting me. Sunflower seeds aren't a nut.
It's a culinary nut.
It's a culinary nut, yeah. Because we in the culinary world treat them like nuts,
we treat
don't
them like
we?
Nuts, yeah. Just like everybody
pine
else.
Pine nuts aren't nuts.
No.
They're pinon seeds.
Pinon.
They're pinolias, you know. They come out of pine cones, they're seeds. Tastes like nuts. They have nut oils, you know, and stuff like that. But ground up nuts, you can use pretty much any kind of ground up nut in a sauce or a pesto. It doesn't have to be a cashew. It doesn't have to be a pecan. It doesn't have to be a walnut even. You can take any kind of nut. And tahini is made out of sesame seeds. Yeah. Which is, again, not a nut, but...
It's a culinary
it's
nut.
A cul- yeah, it's culinary a culinary nut.
In the kitchen,
Just like our friend Marcus here is a culinary nut.
I am a culinary
a
nut.
A gigantic culinary super tall nut with a gap in his teeth. And funny knees.
Funny knees?
Yeah, you are a tall green giant who can't drive. Anyway, the nuts in the pestos, super awesome. You want a paste of these nuts. They want them to be a paste. And what's best for turning nuts into a paste?
Food processor is the easiest. I have a mortar and pestle, but I like to do some things old school. If you like grinding them.
We're talking about 5,000-year-old school here. a mortar and a pestle.
Mortar and pestle. I use that. But again, if you don't want to do that, food processor, almost everybody has one now. And again, the ratio 1:1. And if you're making something with like a chicken or a beef or whatever, you can use that stock instead of water to give that whole paste a little more flavor and a little more body.
So instead of using things that you don't want to use to thicken up your sauces, like what restaurants like to use, powdered chicken fat. Disgusting. Again, our friends at Dine In Tonight do not use any of those fillers or stabilizers or thickeners or color enhancers or additives or all that disgusting stuff that has its jellied MSG, guys.
Jellied.
It's gross. Dine In Tonight does not do that. And of course, that is a shameless plug for Dine In Tonight. But when are people going to get that, you know, it's the same gourmet food that you would make, right? On your own at home. If you were a gourmet cook, well, you are a gourmet cook, but, and as am I, but, that's, if you're cooking these things in your own kitchen and making these gourmet recipes every day, that is the food that is being produced by Dine In Tonight. It's not at all like the food they're making in restaurants, is it?
No, no, not one bit. It doesn't have the fake stabilizers.
And you know, because you've worked in restaurant.
Yeah, the thing a lot of people don't know about restaurant cooking is a lot of the sauces and a lot of the other things are made in the beginning of the day, and they're kept. So how can you make certain sauces and keep them for hours and hours on end?
At room temperature.
At room temperature, or even at 135, which is the legal temperature.
It's only safe to do that if there are chemicals in it.
Yeah, if there are chemicals or other stabilizers, or else the sauce is just going to break. The soup is going to go bad or get all funky. It has something else in there to keep it alive. Or not alive, but keep it looking the way you want.
I don't know. I think a few hours at room temperature, if it's not beets, I think it would be alive.
I like live food, and I didn't consider some of the things I saw food that's worth eating to stay alive.
Well, there's good alive, and then there's the artificial intelligence of the stuff that they're generally producing in restaurant kitchens. Yeah. It's really gross.
Really gross.
Go to the store, and if you're too lazy to get a food processor and grind up nuts, go to the peanut butter section.
There we go.
You have your natural peanut butter. You've got sunflower peanut butter now. So there's your sunflower. You've got tahini, which is your sesame. You got your almond butter. If you, I don't like Williams Sonoma, but they do have pistachio paste.
Huh.
Very, very tasty. It's really expensive. You know what? Go online. Find it cheaper online. It's extremely useful.
Very, very useful for
thickeners. You want the unsweetened kind. The kind they have at Williams-Sonoma that cost $20 for 2.5 ounces. Can you say rip off? Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. You charge what you can.
You charge what you can. It's worth about 8.5 cents.
It's
isn't it? But what, it's $19.99. I kid you not. This is not an exaggeration. This is not just because I don't like Williams-Sonoma. There's a reason I don't like Williams-Sonoma, and I'm a chef. And so I like the products. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that they charge a ridiculous amount of money for it. It's $12,000 a month rent, guys, in the mall. They have to charge that much. Not fair. Go online, get the unsweetened pistachio stuff, more different types of nut pastes and ground nuts. Just go to the baking section and the peanut butter section of a regular grocery store. These are not high-end items that are hard to find.
Anybody can find them. Whole peanuts ground. Wonderful base for most any sauces. You can loosen it up, of course. Thai peanut sauce and other sauces, you know them as sauces, and people don't think about it when they're thinking peanut butter. It's an easy way to make something a little more Thai or a little different by adding the peanut butter to it and watering it down.
Yep. So nuts, awesome. We love them. Marcus especially is extremely fond of his nuts.
Very fond of my nuts.
And I'm sure he takes very good care of his nuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's usually checking them, make sure that the nuts are okay.
Well, you don't want anything growing on them. You want to make sure they're dry and in a safe environment so they don't, you know, so they stay good.
I love this show. This is awesome. And coming up after the break, during our next hour, we're going to be getting controversial and argumentative and adversarial. Seriously, it may come down to a pie in the face. Next on Food Fight Radio.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.